You've heard details about this, the avian flu in Tony's newscast. And now we're going to be taking a look at the impact it'll have, for example, when you head to the grocery store. Canadian chicken prices on the rise, from what we understand, amid supply and avian flu concerns. To break down the situation and what you might be seeing the next time you head to the grocery store, we're joined by Kevin Greer, a livestock, meat, and grocery market analyst. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Hi, Andrew.
Well, I would have thought that this was, you know, kind of a one-track conversation, Kevin, talking about avian flu. But from what I understand, the prices that we see and the prices that we're going to see have many different factors, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I think that probably there's about three things. Number one would be, as you say, the disease challenge that the industry has been facing for, I would think, about 4 years at least by now. Another problem is that Brazil has had a disease problem, and they're kind of an important supplier, particularly of wings, and we've had to ban them for about 6 months now, so that's another thing. And then number two, this is an industry that every 8 weeks or so plans production across the country, so industry representatives plan production, and I think they probably have a few that they'd like to do over again in terms of under allocating production. So there's a few things that went into the situation that we're currently finding ourselves.
All right. So I'm wondering, you know, where we are now, is it a case that, you know, this is it, we're going to ride it out, or could we see even higher prices as the situation unfolds? I guess what I'm saying is, have we peaked yet, or is that down the road?
Well, a couple things, Andrew. Number one, this time of year, prices, and I'm talking at the wholesale level. In other words, the interchange between the processor, such as Maple Leaf or Lilydale or so on, the processor and the grocery store, the food service. This is the time of year when prices normally start to decline, and they have. So that's one thing. Let's keep track of that. Prices have started to seasonally decline. They peak in the summertime when we, barbecuing and so on and so forth, going out more. So they have started down, number one. Number two, the industry has recognized that they did underproduce, and there's big volumes of production that are in the pipeline right now in this quarter. So we have to hope that the disease problem starts to mitigate a little bit, and the fact that we are going to produce a lot starts to make those prices come down even more.
Mm. And from the wholesale perspective, or just chicken in general, is it one part of the bird? So, for example, is it the breasts that are the highest, the wings or the thighs, or are they all equal as far as these increases that we're seeing?
In terms of the relative increases, they're all equal. But, the leg, for example, is less expensive than the breast meat. And, you know, the fun thing about that, I guess, maybe I shouldn't say fun, but, you know, just like we might have learned in high school economics, consumers are faced with inflation. So therefore, we start to trade down to something less pricey. And consumers are really going to legs. Like, we see legs on the front page of the flyer a lot more than we ever used to. And that, of course, is causing the price of legs to go up. So it's a kind of darned if you do and darned if you don't, you know.
Very interesting. Let's talk about the industry in general, Kevin, and the protocols in place when it comes to, you know, safety. And when the government is involved in these different agencies, how does Canada stack up perhaps to other countries when it comes to, you know, avian flu and issues within an industry like this?
Well, I think number one, I'm not particularly an expert in terms of disease and so on, but I think that consumers should be aware that this is not an issue that impacts the meat or that impacts consumers whatsoever. This is a avian flu, and it's a disease in the bird itself, and it does not have anything to do with the meat whatsoever. So that's the important thing. And number two, and I think that, you know, Canadians can be assured that their food safety system is one of the best in the world. So there's no issues there whatsoever ever to be concerned about.
Yeah, I think basically I'll rephrase the question for you here, Kevin, in the sense that if the government, if we're stringent with these things, it's the supply that we're talking about, right, Kevin?
Absolutely. And you know what, Andrew, if we didn't love chicken so much, this wouldn't be happening. You know, I mean, if we didn't demand it, prices wouldn't be so high. It's the same thing with beef, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody complains about the price of beef, but the reality of it is that the reason why beef is so high is because we keep stepping up to the meat case, whether it's beef or chicken. We want it. It's in strong demand, and it's really a good news story, quite frankly.
Yeah, I think so. As far as, you know, an industry like, you know, the poultry industry, for example, are there forecasts like a commodity that we can look at down, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road? Or is this a case that nobody can see the future as far as where prices will fall, you know, middle of 2026?
Well, if you're talking about chicken, I think that we can expect some relief soon. Like I say, we've got a lot of chicken in the pipeline coming at us, so that should ease things certainly in the new year. I think that the pressure should be start to come off. On the beef side of it, though, Andrew, it's like a big ocean liner. It takes a long time to turn around, and the herd is starting to rebuild. Uh-huh. But the trouble is, when you start to rebuild the herd, that means you hold the heifers back on the farm to turn her into a cow. So next year could be even worse on the beef side because, the big ocean liner takes a long time to turn around. Probably won't be till 27 or 28 before we're seeing a relief on the beef side.
Wow, I've never eaten so much hamburger in my entire life. And if you have any recipes.
But that's another thing, Andrew, in terms of trading down. We trade down more to hamburgers opposed to strip loins, right? So because prices are so high.
It's a crazy time, and we appreciate your clarification and, of course, your time on a Friday morning. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Okay, Andrew, thank you. Enjoyed it.